KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. We're at 45 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa News, Red Oak Police Sunday were called to the 100 block of West Reed Street for an assault involving a minor. Officials cited a female juvenile into juvenile court for simple assault. The girl was then released to a parent. Her name was not released because of her age. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports that at around 9:15 a.m. Sunday, Council Bluffs Police and Fire Department personnel were called to the 1400 block of Little Broadway for a woman who had fallen from the bridge down into the Indian Creek culvert. The adult female had fallen about 15 to 20 feet before landing on the concrete. The Council Bluffs Fire Department deployed their high-angle confined space rescue team to get to the female and extricate her from the culvert. She was transported to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. At the time of the press release, it's unknown if the female fell from the bridge or from a water pipe that crosses over the Indian Creek culvert. It's also unknown how long she was down in the culvert before being found by a passerby. The incident was being investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department. Red Oak Police report two men were arrested late Saturday night following a fight in the 1100 block of Miller Avenue. Upon investigation, they took into custody 21-year-old Luis Rodriguez and 25-year-old Jose Luis Ramos Maciel, both of Red Oak. The men were taken into custody at around 10 p.m. and charged with disorderly conduct. Both men were brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where their bonds were set at $300 each. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest early Sunday morning of 34-year-old Stephen Lammer of Creston. He was taken into custody on charges of assault with the intent to injure and possession of a controlled substance. Lammer was being held in the Union County Jail on a $3,000 bond. Sunday night, 59-year-old Andrew Carney of Creston was arrested in the 300 block of North Maple Street for domestic assault, simple assault. He was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Creston police report also that on May the 2nd, A&G Restaurant in Creston reported that sometime 11 p.m. on May the 1st and 6 a.m. on May the 2nd, a solid glass front door had been intentionally shattered at the business. The damage was estimated at $450. And on May the 4th, a resident of South Maple Street in Creston reported that a package containing an electric knife used for beehives was delivered to his residence and stolen from his mailbox. The post office confirmed the date and time of delivery. The loss was estimated at $30. The Cam Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this morning at 8 o'clock in Oneida in the High School Media Center. On their agenda is discussion and or action on approving the bills, consideration of open enrollment requests, any resignations and contracts, a one-to-one laptop computer resolution, also the consideration of approving an agreement with the CAM Education Association for the 2018-19 year, and consideration of approving Schedule B contracts. Well, spring has finally arrived, and just in time for the annual Cass County Master Gardener plant sale. The sale is being held at the Cass County Community Center's north parking lot this coming Saturday, May the 12th, beginning at 8 a.m. and lasting until the plants are gone. The cost is a free will offering for most plants. The sale will consist of perennial flowers and plants from local master gardeners' own beds. Plant selection changes each year depending on what's being dug and divided by the gardeners. The plants this year may be a little smaller due to a late spring, but should be hardy and catch up in no time, according to the extension. All plants will be labeled with information on color, height, and shade versus sun preference to assist you in finding the perfect spot to plant them on your own landscape. Besides perennials, there will be books from the 2018 Spring Garden Seminar available for purchase, authored by the Garden Center Seminar presenter Jay Schwanke, and they would make some pretty good Mother's Day gifts. There will also be yard art, garden supplies, and other garden books to buy. It's recommended that you come in the first hour for best selection as the plants go fast. Cass County Master Gardeners use the funds from the plant sale to support their scholarships and community grants, as well as projects around the county each year. For more information on the Saturday sale, you can find a flyer at the Cass County Extension office or on their website, the link to which is under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. You can also call the Extension Service at 712-243-1132. And don't forget to mark your calendar now and plan to join the Cass County Master Gardeners for their annual plant sale. That's coming Saturday, May the 12th from 8 a.m. until all those plants are gone. And finally in the news, the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs will host the 11th Annual Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day ceremony today, beginning at 11 o'clock in Des Moines at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. That's on the south of the Iowa State Capitol building. This year's 50th commemorative ceremony will honor all those who have served in the Vietnam War era, especially those who died as the result of their service. And this includes a hidden casualties of Vietnam, whose names are not eligible for inscription upon the wall. Those casualties are honored by a memory plaque dedicated on the Vietnam Wall grounds. There will be all sorts of activities. You can read more about it under the same story at the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Elva Rasmussen, age 93, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Elva Rasmussen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Martha Eskov, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Martha Eskov will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ruby Beekman, age 97, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Ruby Beekman will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Neil Scott Fryer, age 52, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Services for Neil Fryer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Phyllis L. K., age 80, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Phyllis K. are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.